Copperhead Road, 98.9 Jet FM. How are you? My name is Fitzy. A high of 10 degrees today and showers. We've got a gold medalist on the phone right now. Tyler Turner. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
No problem.
Have you had enough rest? You look tired when I saw you at the airport. Was it last week?
Yeah, that was coming off a long, long travel day and a half or a couple days. And it hasn't really stopped. I've got a little rest the last couple days, though. It's been nice to get reset here and finally feeling like myself again.
For sure. And now you're taking off again today, right, to Costa Rica?
Yeah, we are. Finally, you're just going to get away from it all. Keelan, my girlfriend, she wasn't able to come to China, and no one was, for that matter. And so this is going to be our little time away now to get away from the chaos.
Tyler Turner, you competed in the 2022 Beijing Paralympics. You're a snowboarder, and you took home the gold, man. You took home gold. How did that feel?
That was pretty cool. I was mostly just really relieved to pull it off because there was a lot of pressure, a lot of time spent training and working towards that goal. So I knew I could do it if I rode my best. I knew I had a good chance of being able to pull that off, and that's just, it's stressful. It's super stressful. So when I finally accomplished my goal there, I was just super happy to have done it.
I bet. And when you looked, I saw the video, when you look behind you, were you looking, like, nobody was there right behind you, right? Did you see them farther back?
Yeah, I did. In turn four, I got a little peek back, and I saw that I was quite a ways out front, which was probably the worst thing I could have done. My knees went jello immediately, and I kind of had a full panic attack for the remainder of the course. And I was just trying to hold on. I actually caught my edge because my body was just not responding to what I wanted to do. And I almost fell on the final stretch there. So, maybe it wasn't the best idea, but I was able to pull it together and get across the finish line.
So celebrations right away, or what happened?
Well, in China, it was pretty tough to celebrate. We were able to track down a Molson Canadian that night, so I was able to have a beer. But also, we had Bank Slalom coming up in 3 days, so it was right back to the drawing board and back to training. We had one day off to kind of reset the legs, and then it was just back to official training and then qualifying and racing in Bank Slalom.
Yeah, we should mention that you got the gold in snowboard cross, and then you got the bronze in slalom.
The gold was in snowboard cross, and then about 3 days later was Bank Slalom. And that one, you know, I struggled most of the season with Bank Slalom. It's hard for me, being one of the only bilateral amputees, so both legs missing, to go from heel edge, toe edge, heel edge, toe edge 21 times. And so I was just out having fun, and it was all bonus. I'd accomplished my goal, what I went to China to do. And then I looked up at the scoreboard there after my second run, and I somehow snuck up on into third place, but I still had to watch five more people go. So that was a pretty stressful time.
Beautiful. But you did it, man. Can we talk about your accident? I want to help inspire other people that may be in a similar situation to yours. So you had an accident, was it 5 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. Just shy of 5 years ago. It's September 4th, 2017. Another day of skydiving. That's what I was doing for work and continue to do for work in the summers. And I was attempting to progress my skills, and I had a low turn and hit the ground going extremely fast. So it ended up traumatic brain injury, back injury, shattered my pelvis into innumerable pieces, and wow, and both my feet as well. And I ended up, it was a year and a half process, but I ended up with both my legs amputated as well.
So you come out of something like that, and what makes you go, I'm going to compete in the Paralympics? Where did that come around?
It wasn't top of my mind at first, but snowboarding's been my life. So I was super motivated to get back on a snowboard, and I didn't know if it was going to be possible at first, but after I had my second leg amputated and things were going a little better with my back and my pelvis, yeah, I thought it would be possible. And my goal was just to get back on a snowboard because I love snowboarding. So once I got on a snowboard and I was riding at a pretty decent level, I thought, oh man, this might be possible. So it's time to get in touch with the people in Canada that that could help me on that way, and talking to the coach of the Paris snowboard team, and was able to go out for one of their camps and just watch what they do and how they do it. And I hopped in there pretty quick and was doing pretty well on the snowboard cross. So we just went from there. It's just been 2 years of training and improving my fitness and my ability. Prosthetics, it was huge to get prosthetics that were specific. Mm-hmm. And, you know, was able to have this success because of it.
Well, we are incredibly proud of you, Tyler, here at the Jet. And thank you so much for talking to us, and have a great time in Costa Rica. Are you surfing down there, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'll be surfing as much as possible. And thank you so much for having me on here. And thanks for coming out to the airport. It was really great to see you guys out there. And that was really fun way to return home.
Yeah, you bet. We were so happy to see that crowd there for you too. Right on, Tyler. Have a great time, and thanks for talking to us.
Awesome. Thanks so much.